An appeal to Russia on the world stage. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
We've been warning the Ukrainian government of all that is coming. And here today, we are laying it out in great detail.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken at a UN Security Council meeting on his way to Munich with more than 150,000 Russian troops still surrounding Ukraine. He's urging the Kremlin to choose a diplomatic path while there's still time and announce unequivocally that it will not invade Ukraine.
State it clearly. State it plainly to the world. And then demonstrate it by sending your troops, your tanks, your planes, back to their barracks and hangars.
Meantime, Russia has expelled the number two U.S. diplomat from the embassy in Moscow. President Biden telling reporters earlier there's every indication Russia will attack Ukraine. The president is now in Ohio, taking a detour from foreign policy. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Lisa, President Joe Biden visiting Cleveland and later Lorain, Ohio, expecting to talk up the $1 trillion infrastructure law he signed in November, including billions of dollars in spending in Ohio on roads, bridges, environmental efforts, and according to the White House, good-paying union jobs. The visit also amid the administration's plummeting approval numbers, and as Republicans in Ohio say the primary concern among residents is not infrastructure, but crime, inflation, the cost of gasoline, border security, and virus restrictions. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. A crackdown may be imminent in Canada.
Some protesters came to Ottawa to express their frustration and fatigue with public health measures. And that's their right.
But Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it's time for hundreds of trucks still parked in the capital to go as police move in to stop what he calls illegal and dangerous activities. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
A suspect accused of trying to kill a mayoral candidate in Louisville is free on bond, posted by an activist group.
Quintez Brown is sprung from a Louisville jail. His $100,000 bond is paid through a fund operated by the local Black Lives Matter chapter. Brown is charged with firing shots at the campaign office of Craig Greenberg, a Democrat and a Jewish man running for mayor in Louisville. Greenberg was nearly hit. Brown has a history of making anti-Semitic social media posts. He's also a former Democratic Party political operative who pushed for gun control legislation, made appearances on MSNBC, and who used to write a column for the Courier-Journal newspaper in Louisville and was seeking a seat on the city council.
Fox's Evan Brown, his family says the suspect has mental health issues. A medal ceremony, after all, in women's figure skating, even as a top competitor's Olympic status remains in doubt over a drug test.
Had 15-year-old Russian Kamila Valieva skated better in Thursday's individual free skate final, it could have been a clean sweep at the podium for the Russian Olympic Committee, which won gold and silver medals behind Anna Shcherbakova and Alexandra Trusova, respectively. Japan won bronze. Valieva finished fourth, more than 9 points behind the bronze medalist. Had she finished in the top three, a medal ceremony would not have happened today. A ruling awaits on Valieva's status as she tested positive for doping in December. As one NBC broadcaster said after Valieva's uncharacteristic performance, described as the most mistakes we've seen her make in a free skate since going to the senior level, she should not have been allowed to skate in this event. American Alyssa Liu finished seventh in her first Olympics. Mariah Bell was 10th. Karen Chen, 16th. Jared Max, Fox News.
Stocks tumbling amid the ongoing tensions with Russia. The Dow's down 373. Mortgage rates in the U.S. jump again, nearing levels not seen in nearly 3 years. An average of more than 3.9% for a 30-year fixed rate in mortgage buyer Freddie Mac's report. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.